This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now, let me repeat. You get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. Is trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report, and here's my episode.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Music, especially worship music, is a big part of Christianity, certainly of the charismatic church. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. Today, I'm going to talk to another Strang, Paul Strang. He's my kid brother, shall I say, and he has been a music minister his entire adult life. So I consider him an expert about worship music. Now, we've covered this many, many times in Charisma Magazine. In fact, a recent cover was on the ministry of Hillsong, which is one of the biggest producers, I guess you'd say, of music. So first of all, let me welcome my brother, Paul, to my podcast. Thank you for taking time to be with me.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, you know, when you were in town once before, we did a podcast and got quite a good response. We were talking about music. In fact, if anyone's interested, all the podcasts are there at charismapodcastnetwork.com/Strang Report. And all you have to do is search for it. They're all there in order going backwards. So you may want to check it out. But let's talk about music because, you know, music is constantly changing from the time we were children where we would sing songs like the old Rugged Cross and then we were singing songs like Doris Akers, There's a Sweet, Sweet Spirit in This Place, and then Alleluia with the charismatic movement in the 70s. And, you know, it's constantly evolving. And nowadays, you know, even Baptist churches and non-denominational churches will have a worship band or worship group, and they're lifting their hands and they're clapping and they're doing all these kinds of things that we associate with Pentecostal music. So I've given kind of my background on it. Why don't you give me your perspective of the evolution that you've seen? Well, at least since the 70s, when you would have first become a music minister at First Assembly of God in Lexington.
Having been a musician all of my life, or enjoying music, I found it natural to be involved in the music ministry. And seeing the many different kinds of music that are utilized now, as opposed to years ago when it was...
Listen, you've not been a musician all your life. I remember those early days of piano lessons. Well, thankfully, you improved, and by the time you went to college, you were pretty efficient. At least Mom always said that.
Yes, yes, she was my biggest fan. But utilizing the music of the culture and of the day to worship with, before there used to be a strict dichotomy between church music and other music. And now there's a lot more acceptance of other styles that go along with good music and worship expression. Because of the evolution of all kinds of music in the worship field and the kinds of things that are going on now, it's a wide open market.
In fact, with Hillsong, and especially Darlene Check, who had been their first big recording artist, and she did Shout to the Lord, which was huge. Mm-hmm. And they did it on some secular show. What was it, America's Got Talent or, you know, one of those shows. They had all the contestants do it. And I mean, it was almost like you were in church. And it was on YouTube. That's where I saw it. I almost couldn't believe that in a very, very secular setting, they had chosen Shout to the Lord. I guess they considered it just kind of a feel-good song.
It's a worldwide phenomenon, and especially in the church realm, but even beyond.
You know, and then the song I Can Only Imagine, which, you know, we all know that song. I think it's sung at every funeral now. And I didn't know that it was such a big song until the movie came out and found out it was the number one recorded Christian song of all time.
Right.
Very simple, but very profound, and really touched people in a very deep way.
And I think it has a contemporary value in that even though it was written for a memorial to the author's father, it has taken on a worship basis in its own just because of the imagination, trying to discover what is it like to be in the Lord's presence, both in the now and in the future. He can only imagine, but I think that's what hit the nerve of the general populace was the wideness of that scope. And will I bow before you? Will I shout hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? Those kinds of lyrics were very indicative to a lot of worshipers at the time. And it's still the number one seller on the Christian market.
And it's an excellent movie. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. It's really very, very moving and well done movie. Okay, so we were talking over dinner, when was it, last night, and you were talking about how the Lord's opened some doors with you with senior citizens. And I think even with mom being in a assisted living center, you play the old songs. And what is it that touches people so deeply, even people that maybe weren't churchgoers necessarily, but maybe they're a little older now? What is it that really touches people?
I think what people value from their past, I've heard it said that between the ages of 16 and 26, you absorb more of the music in that time, and so it's remembered on and on and on. So when you go back with all the old jazz standards that I do at some of these senior living centers, they sing along or they mouth the words with me, and it just touches them in some way. And even at some of the memory centers that I play at, it does strike a memory chord to some of them, and it's fun to just see them enjoy the music, and I think that's true across the board.
And didn't you say something that even with some of the older people, obviously have dementia, that music will help them? Tell me about it.
I'm not really sure whether it's just sparking memories or things that from the past that are somewhat buried, but it can resurface, and they seem to smile when they hear something they recognize, and that's always a nice thing to know. But good music is good music, but when it's known on the inside, it has a resonation that some music that you hear and say, well, that's nice sounding, but when you know it, it resonates inside. And I think that's why some people are so fond of the things that they grew up on, the things that stick with them the most.
Well, I've seen you minister. I was going to say perform. That's probably the wrong term, isn't it?
It's okay.
In some of these settings where you'll be at the piano, which is, I guess, your number one instrument, even though I remember you played the trumpet. Boy, I remember the trumpet lessons, too. So people will just throw out songs, titles of songs, and you play everything. I can't believe it. I don't know.
It's a gift.
Like Stump Paul.
It's a gift from the Lord. Some people call it playing by ear. But if I know a song, I can play it just because I know it from the inside. And it may not be the best rendition, but that is truly a gift from the Lord. I can't take any credit because I didn't learn what I do from the piano lessons. That was just kind of a basic building block. But I'm thankful for them. It gave me an introduction to music and so forth. But what I do is really totally a gift from God.
And of course, you have your own music ministry called Brighter Day. Mm-hmm. You have a website. People can contact you. You minister at different churches. You're from Lexington, Kentucky, so it's mainly places it's easy to travel to Lexington. But if people wanted to get hold of you and find out more about Steve's kid brother, what would they do?
The name of the outfit is Brighter Day Music. And while we don't have a website yet, I'm thinking about doing that kind of thing. But I have an address and a phone number.
So give it to us.
859-351-1878, and the address is 431 Monticello Boulevard, Lexington, Kentucky. The zip is 40503, and also can be contacted on email at p.strang@twc.com.
The nice thing about a podcast is you can stop it, rewind it, and listen to it again if you didn't copy it down. So I hope people will contact you. You have a real gift, and you know, music changes, and all of us have a forte, and your forte was really worship music. We're a leader, kind of a Don Moen kind of thing at the piano, as opposed to all the drums and the brass and woodwinds or whatever they people have nowadays. Very worshipful, and boy, it brings back the memories and really ushers you, not only brings back the memories, but really ushers you into the presence of God. So I just commend you. You've blessed so many people over the years, and I thank you for it. And
thank you.
You know, actually, you're much better as a grown-up than you were as a kid, I must say.
Hopefully.
And at least we get along better now than we did when we were growing up, where we shared a bedroom for all those years and lived in small houses and everything was crowded.
We learned how to get along.
That's right. Learned how to get along. So, well, I thank you for taking time on your whirlwind visit to Orlando to see Mom, and I could get you in the podcast studio.
Thank you so
for
much.
A few minutes to talk about music, reminisce a little bit, and have a little bit of fun. So thank you, Paul Strang of Brighter Day Music, for being with me today on the Strang
thank
Report.
Thank you for having me.
And so all of my listeners, I thank you for tuning in today. Our numbers are going up. I thank you for that. So if this touched you, forward it to somebody, put it on social media, get out the word. And until tomorrow, this is Stephen Strang. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.